I had a dream last night. Doesn't matter, it wasn't significant. But the idea of waking up from the dream, and then, of course, none of it ever really existed. And that was easy to see because in the dream I was friends with Brad Pitt. So it was really easy to see that nothing in that dream ever arose, and nothing in that dream will ever cease, because it never ever existed. So that was easy. But I found myself r like really pausing with this teaching from the Buddha, and any other source that it comes from. Awakening from the dream. Want to use the creative visualization this morning. And of course, that is dreamlike too, but that isn't why I want to do it. I want to offer a guided, visual meditation, because when we start to look at our reality, dream, mirage, and so forth, or any of the other mechanisms that one might use and that we have, it can seem really serious. It can it we you know our emotions might not really like that so much when we're looking at our cravings and clingings and all of our attachments, and like, oh my God, oh my God, it can be really depressing for a while. So I want to offer a lighthearted, guided meditation. In fact, they're all different methods to keep chipping away at this edifice of a and imprisonment of a limited mind, of a mind that is very content staying limited, bouncing around in its frames of reference. Yet every time we hit the wall of that, or the ceiling of it, because we're bouncing around in these very particular frames of reference, every time we hit a border, we suffer in all kinds of ways. Worry, doubt, self-esteem, wanting, craving, chasing. These are all forms of suffering. These are all forms of discontent, disquiet, restlessness. So let's use the lotus for our guided meditation. We begin with a smile and ourselves sitting, which we are. And feel yourself in as good posture as your body will allow. Feel your butt and how your feet and legs are. Feel your backbone arising up from the floor of the pelvis. And along the way, there's chakras and organs. And along the way, there's a rib cage. And really envision that and feel that, especially if you're sitting with your back against something. Feel your ribs one by one on either side, all spread out, quite beautiful actually, curved. And as you make your way up the backbone, then there's shoulder bones and wing bones, arms. Relax it all as you go up. Back to the backbone and the central channel, there's the neck. And the head. And everything a head has ears, tongue, teeth, eyes, a brain, hair, everything a head has. Relax it all as you go. And chakras there too, just like at the net. Neck was the throat chakra. Ajna center at the front of the brow. And crown center, just above the physical head, a few inches up. And then just sit in all of that. For a minute or two. And of course, the chakras are naturally radiant and emitting while also receiving, but they emit a lot. Not naturally radiant, naturally in motion, turning. Each of them actually emits a sound, which is how they draw in particular kinds of interests and activities and substances. And our physical and etheric body is also always making sound because it's comprised of devas. It's actually devas organized, and we call it a body. That's not really so. And so the idea of harmony, which the ancients used and acupuncture, etc., uses as an idea of well-being and health, is real. It's harmony. The devas are sounding. And then, with the magpies in the background here, we go up through the orifice at the top of the head, where the fontanelle is, up to the lotus, the crown lotus. And because we've focused even intentionally on one chakra, all the rest light up a little more. Our focus is the crown, a beautiful lotus, or just a beautiful radiant seat. Like a cushion. Visualize it how you want. But it is resplendent, translucent, opalescent, not material, quite see-through. Sublime, beautiful. And at some point, take your seat, the center of this lotus, this beautiful, translucent, iridescent. And immaterial lotus. And of course, a magic starts to happen because you also are translucent, opalescent, immaterial, and sublime. And that state. Is real, and so we abide on our lotus seat, meditating. We take a long, so deep breath. Breathing this lotus awareness and lotus presence being, and breathing it with all the world. Ooh. Carry, carry, carry your presence, right? Sublime, immaterial, translucent, and radiating into the world. Love you all. Create your day.